Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for a make-ahead pumpkin pie in the air fryer. With it being Thanksgiving week, I was wanting to feature some delicious options for you. And I found myself opening up the complete air fryer cookbook and looking at the photo that we've got on page 207 of the complete air fryer cookbook with the joint picture of the cherry pie and the pumpkin pie. I just love it. And it's just so fun to do in the air fryer. I mean, you always think of the oven for a pumpkin pie, but you can actually use the air fryer. And this was a recipe, these recipes were close to my heart because they were dedicated to my old friend, Dick Baker, who sadly died when we were in the process of making this air fryer cookbook. So I wanted to be able to dedicate it to him. And I just love it that it's Thanksgiving week in the US right now. And pumpkin pie is just one of those classics. And if you've not done pie in the air fryer, it's a really good example. So let me run you through it. First of all, if you were good enough to slice it into 8 slices, then the calories per portion is just 351, which I don't think is too bad for pumpkin pie. And then it takes 20 minutes to cook in the air fryer and preps about 15 minutes. Though if you've got a slower air fryer, you might want to cook it for another 5 to 10 minutes at 150 Celsius, 300 Fahrenheit, just in case it's a little under. So you'll need flour for dusting. 1 recipe quantity of our easy peasy short crisp pastry, which we also have in the cookbook. But of course, you can just use a shop-bought pie crust as well. Either will do. And then we used half a can of pumpkin puree. That, of course, when we've made it before on RecipeThis.com, we've actually made the puree in the Instant Pot. So you can also do that. We also used 2 large eggs, 100 grams, which is 3.5 ounces or 1/2 cup of soft light brown sugar, 3 tablespoons of granulated sugar, 120 ml, which is 4.25 fluid ounce or 1/2 cup of double cream, or as they call it in the US, heavy cream. 2 teaspoons of pumpkin spice, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, and 1 teaspoon of grated nutmeg. And then dust a clean worktop and a rolling pin with flour. Roll out the pastry until you have a thin crust for the bottom of your baking pan. We recommend you place the pan over a rolled out pastry to make sure it's large enough to cover the base and sides. Then carefully wrap the pastry around the rolling pin and transfer it to the baking pan, unrolling it carefully. Tuck it into the pan with your fingers, making sure it's smooth. Then trim off any of the extra overhang with a vegetable knife. Prick the bottom of the pie pastry with a fork to help it breathe as the air circulates around the air fryer. Don't chill, because pie crust in the air fryer cooks better from room temperature. Just leave to one side while you prepare the filling. Obviously, if you live in a really hot country like Florida, then you might need to fridge it slightly and then give it 20 minutes before you put it in the air fryer. So then put the pumpkin puree, eggs and sugars into a mixing bowl. Mix with an electric hand mixer until you have a creamy texture. Add the cream and all the dried spices and continue to mix until smooth. Pour the pumpkin filling into the lined baking pan, spreading out evenly with a spatula so that it looks neat and cooks evenly. Place the pie carefully into the air fry basket. Air fry at 180 Celsius, that's 360 Fahrenheit, for 20 minutes or until the pie crust is golden and the filling is only a slight wobble. Chill in the fridge overnight before slicing and serving the following day. And if you want to make your own homemade pumpkin puree, you can steam plain pumpkin with a pressure cooker or microwave and then drain out the excess liquid. Once cool, it's ready to be used to make pumpkin pie. I mean, isn't that simple? I just love pumpkin pie in the air fryer. Just like I love other pies, like in our cookbook, we've got cherry pie, we've got apple pie, we've got chicken pie. Oh, they're just amazing. You can even make a quiche in the air fryer. I mean, isn't that wonderful? And, you know, if you're celebrating Thanksgiving this week, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for watching. And don't forget to subscribe to the Recipe This family. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook and Pinterest. We also have a weekly newsletter at recipethis.com/newsletter where we share with you our latest kitchen gadget recipes, what we're cooking in the Milner kitchen and so much more. As well as this, we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel and then whenever we have a new video, you will be the first to know. And if you want to know about all our future videos, then I recommend you hit the bell for instant notifications. But even better, we now have a podcast. It's called Magic with Gadgets. Simply search Magic with Gadgets on your favourite podcast player and you'll find us there.